Fire Chief Mike Brown with us. Talk a little bit about, really want to talk about the 9/11 ceremony coming up. Mentioned the rain. Sunday forecast looks pretty decent. So
looks pretty good.
This is an outdoor thing, so cross our fingers for sunshine and in the 70s.
That's what we're hoping.
Tell us a little about what you got coming up.
Well, we're going to remember 9/11, the events of September 11, 2001. It's a 15-year anniversary. In the committee meetings we've had with Trees Forever and a whole group of really involved folks, you know, the first question that came up, we don't really call this a celebration. We're not celebrating, but we certainly want to memorialize what happened that day. So it's pretty awesome. They did a 5-year, they did a 10-year, and we're going to do a 15-year now. Yeah, the weather is always interesting with outdoor events, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We've been doing a remembrance every year, just a kind of an internal one at the fire department or with the city of Clinton staff and elected officials and people that come over. But I think every 5 years it's warranted to have this kind of celebration.
Major, where's it going to be if people are not familiar with the location?
Well, it's going to be at the Tree Forever site, which is at the corner of Highway 136 and the dead end of Mill Creek Parkway, which is a wonderful little park that's gotten nicer every year. And in fact, this year they're going to do an unveiling of a new Statue of Liberty there that was donated by the family of
Larry May.
So they continue to make that site nicer. We're hoping that it'll continue to even get nicer in the future.
What about parking coming to the event? What do people need to do? Because you're kind of out. There's really not any parking lots that are there.
Yeah. 19th Avenue Northwest will be the blocking spot for Mill Creek Parkway. Anybody coming to the event then will be able to drive down Mill Creek Parkway and park alongside of the road. We do hope to have some ATVs there, so if we have elderly or handicapped people, that we can help get them down to the site. But again, perfect weather, no humidity, it's going to be all right. We'll get them down there. And there will be bleacher seating for some. There will be standing room for others.
Why do you think this is important here, you know, to continue to do these kind of events, ceremonies? Sometimes these things kind of get to the point where people aren't interested, but
yeah,
this seems to be something that continues to have interest.
Well, the one thing I've kind of harped on is, you know, the big slogan that came out of this whole event was, you know, no, everybody was never going to forget. Everybody had a yellow ribbon on and a sticker on their car. We'll never forget. And like many things in our short attention span society, we forget. But you know, if you liken back to our parents' generation, you know, they would never forget December 7th, what happened when the country was attacked at Pearl Harbor. And this is kind of the same thing for our generation. And now I talked with a reporter yesterday. I said, well, how old were you when this happened? She was 6. You know, by the time we do the next one at 20 years, we'll probably have new firefighters that weren't born when this happened. But it's what happened to our country. Our country certainly changed that day for the better, I think. That kind of dwindled away, the patriotism that took place in that next year. And certainly for the fire service, it was the darkest day in the professional fire service in history. 350-some people died that day. Police officers died, all doing their duty, you know, that they're sworn to do. So it's an important day.
Important is the Clinton Fire Department. This happened in New York City and in Washington, D.C. But yet the Clinton Fire Department is on in this. It affected all departments across the country, do you think, in some way, even though it wasn't a local event?
Yeah, the key, I think the key that everybody realized that day that they really hadn't taken into consideration prior was that regardless what happens, whether it's here in Clinton, Iowa, or New York, or anywhere, the first line of defense is always going to be your public safety people locally. And, you know, it wasn't the military that swarmed on the World Trade Center that day. until later. I mean, it was the fire service, the police service, the public works, the street departments, you know. Those are the people that are going to be our first line of defense, and I think that was really realized that day. We certainly hope it never happens in Clinton, Iowa, or anywhere else again, but should it be, we'll be better prepared, and we will be there.
Again, this is coming up on Sunday. I'm not sure we mentioned what time of day it's going to be.
Sunday, September 11th at 6:30 p.m. I think sunset is 7:16, we decided, so we're going to have to wrap up fairly quick. But it should be a beautiful night. There's going to be a lot of people involved. Clinton High Choir. There's going to be a bagpiper there. Of course, police and fire services. Elected officials speaking. And it should be a nice event.
And just if you're people interested, come on out. Get directed around to the right spot to park if they need to.
Come on out. It's free. I don't think we're giving anything away. There will be water there. But come on out.
Chief, anything else you want to throw in there?
No.
You know, you got it all covered?
Yeah, I think so.
That's good. Real quick, one other quick topic, smoke detector. You still doing smoke detector? We didn't talk about that, but you're all.
Well, hopefully we'll talk about it again in October. But, yeah, we're still doing them. We're still giving them away. If you don't have them, certainly call us. If you think you've got them but you're not sure if they work, call us. If you just want somebody to come out and check them, call us. That's what we're there for.
That's right. October's Fire Prevention Month. So
coming right up.
We'll have to make sure I'll make a note of that here as soon as we're done.
Okay.
All right.